Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. So talk about the light within us. It's in us, but it doesn't originate from us. Talk about that dynamic for someone listening today who maybe doesn't even understand what we're talking about, the light in us.
Yeah. There's this quote from St. Francis of Assisi, one of the early church fathers that so many of us have learned from and respected. And this statement that he made, he says, "All the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle." Just such a powerful statement that so often we can be tempted to think that our one life, it's insignificant. We can't change the world. We can't make a difference. And what we're talking about when we're talking about the light is we're talking about that thing that God has put on the inside of us that uniquely we can use to illuminate people who are in darkness to see the beauty and the love and the truth of Jesus. And so, you know, the enemy, he desperately wants to just extinguish that flame in the heart of every single one of us. But when I talk about it not originating with us, what I'm talking about is there's something special that happens when we bow our knee to Jesus and God breathes life into our dead souls. It's like there's a spark, there's a life, there's, the Bible calls it glory. There's glory that begins to illuminate our hearts, and passion for Jesus comes alive on the inside of us. And how that's expressed through us each uniquely, individually, that is the power of one light. That's one of my chapters. It's called The Power of One Light. And discovering and actually believing that our one life lit on fire by a passion for Jesus really can make a difference. That wherever God positions us, we can make a difference.
And isn't it an amazing thing, Lee, when you think about it, as that light burns brighter and brighter in our hearts and our lives and our souls, and it just illuminates these different areas of our life. We had Jim Cimbala on last week, and he was talking about the dynamic of the Holy Spirit within us. And he said, you know, you come to a place where you're like, I can't even believe I thought that movie was okay, you know, a month ago, a year ago. Yeah. No way could I watch it now. And it's not a legalism. It's this inward life of passion where you go, I see it now. I didn't see it then. But this is, to me, in a world that's morally imploding, and our light shines brighter every day, and we're inwardly renewed day by day, that is a supernatural miracle in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And Jesus, you know, he talked the parable about the virgins, the 10 virgins, and the five that had their lamps full, and then the ones that didn't. I think that's a call for us, even in the days that we live in, to be people that make sure that our lamps are filled with oil. It's not just something we can coast on. I really believe it's impossible for us to live in the 21st century American culture with all that includes and to have our lamps half full and to not constantly obey the admonition to be constantly over and over and over again filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm. We need that.
We so do. And for the person listening today going, how do I get there? As a believer, how do I put oil in my lamp? What would you say?
There's just practical things that sometimes we think we're looking for one big, super spiritual thing, but we need some practical things. We need to be tied into the local church, a life-giving community of believers. We need to be in the Word, not as a task list that we check off to be spiritual, but, you know, we eat every day, we brush our teeth every day. Why? Because those are daily things. Well, we need to be feeding our soul daily the living Word, the manna from heaven, the Word of God, And being around people that encourage us, and iron sharpens iron, these are just some ways that we keep our oil full.